Chattermax's Alphabet Adventure to Mexico. In Oni Pepperoni's bathroom, underneath the big white bathtub, lived a very special friend. His name was Max, but everyone called him Chattermax because he loved to talk. Chattermax was so tiny that you couldn't see him with just your eyes. He was microscopic. But if you looked at him under a microscope, you would see a little green fellow with the biggest blue eyes you've ever seen. Chattermax had made himself the coziest home you could imagine under the bathtub. He had a tiny door painted bright red, and inside was a giant couch, well, giant for someone his size, where he loved to sit and chat with his friends. One morning, Chattermax woke up feeling very excited. He had been planning the most amazing adventure. "Today's the day," Chattermax said to himself, bouncing around his little home. "I'm going to travel all the way to Mexico, just like my friend Chompy the dinosaur did. But I'm going to do something special along the way. I'm going to collect letters of the alphabet." You see, Chattermax had heard about Chompy's incredible backpacking adventure from Germany to Mexico, and he wanted to go on the same journey. But since Chattermax was so small and loved to talk, he decided to make it a learning adventure. "A is for adventure," Chattermax announced as he packed his microscopic backpack, "and that's exactly what I'm going to have." Chattermax had planned his route carefully. He would start in Germany, travel through Austria, cross the Arctic ice bridge, go through Canada and the United States, and finally reach Mexico. And at each important stop, he would find a letter to help other kids learn the alphabet. "B is for backpack," Chattermax said as he strapped on his tiny green backpack. It was just the right size for a microscopic traveler. Chattermax climbed up through the bathtub drain and began his journey. Since he was so small, he could travel in ways that bigger creatures couldn't. He hitched a ride on a friendly butterfly that was flying toward Europe. "C is for cold," Chattermax called out as they flew over the snowy mountains of Germany. The air was chilly, but Chattermax was bundled up in his warm microscopic winter coat. When they reached Germany, Chattermax thanked the butterfly and began exploring. The first thing he noticed were the tall pine trees, just like the ones Chompy had described. "D is for deciduous trees." "Wait, no, D is for different trees," Chattermax laughed. "These are pine trees, and they're evergreen." "E is for evergreen." Chattermax was so excited that he started talking faster and faster, which is how he got his nickname in the first place. As he made his way through Germany and into Austria, Chattermax kept finding new letters everywhere he looked. "F is for forest," he said as he walked through the woods. "G is for Germany. And H is for happy, because that's how I feel." Soon Chattermax reached the Arctic, where he could see the same ice bridge that Chompy had crossed. But since Chattermax was microscopic, the ice bridge looked like a giant highway to him. "I is for ice," Chattermax said as he carefully walked across the sparkling bridge, "and J is for journey." As he crossed the ice bridge, Chattermax heard a familiar deep voice. "Well, hello there, little friend," called the friendly Black Yeti, who was walking across the bridge too. "I can barely see you, but I can hear your cheerful voice." "Hi there," Chattermax called back. "I'm Chattermax, and I'm on an alphabet adventure to Mexico. K is for kind, just like you." The Yeti smiled. "I remember another traveler who came this way recently, a little dinosaur named Chompy. Are you following the same path?" "Yes," Chattermax said excitedly. "L is for learning, and that's what I'm doing on my journey." The Yeti wished Chattermax good luck, and the tiny traveler continued on his way. When Chattermax reached North America, he was amazed by how different everything looked. "M is for mountains," he said as he saw the Rocky Mountains in the distance, "and N is for North America." As he traveled south through Canada, Chattermax made friends with a small ant who was also heading south for the winter. "O is for outstanding," Chattermax told the ant. "This journey is outstanding, and P is for path because we're following the same path that Chompy took." The ant and Chattermax traveled together through the United States, sharing stories and helping each other along the way. "Q is for quiet," Chattermax whispered as they passed through a peaceful forest. "But I don't like being quiet very much because I love to chat." "R is for road," he said as they followed a winding trail. "S is for south, because that's where we're going." Finally, after many days of traveling, Chattermax could smell something wonderful in the air. the salty scent of the ocean, and the sweet smell of tropical flowers. "Tea is for tropical," Chatter Max exclaimed as he entered Mexico. "And U is for unbelievable, because this place is unbelievable." Just like Chompy had done, Chatter Max found a beautiful coconut tree near the beach. But since he was so tiny, he could make his home inside a coconut itself. "V is for very special," Chatter Max said as he climbed inside the coconut. "This is very special indeed." From inside his coconut home, Chatter Max could hear the wind rustling through the palm leaves and the gentle sound of waves on the beach. "W is for wind and waves," he said happily. "X is for, X marks the spot where I completed my adventure." Chatter Max spent the evening thinking about his incredible journey and all the letters he had discovered along the way. "Y is for yes," he said. "Yes, I did it. I traveled all the way from Germany to Mexico, just like Chompy. And Z is for Z's, because now I'm ready for a good night's sleep." As Chatter Max settled down in his cozy coconut home, he felt very proud of himself. He had completed his alphabet adventure and learned so much along the way. The next morning, Chatter Max decided it was time to head home to share his adventure with Oni Pepperoni. Using his microscopic size to his advantage, he hitched a ride with a friendly seagull that was flying north. When he finally made it back to the bathroom under Oni's bathtub, Chatter Max was bursting with excitement to tell his story. "Oni," Chatter Max called out, even though he knew Oni couldn't see him. "I went on the most amazing alphabet adventure." Even though Oni couldn't hear Chatter Max's tiny voice, somehow Oni seemed to sense that his microscopic friend was back home. "Welcome back, Chatter Max," Oni said softly, as if he knew his little friend was there. "I hope you had a wonderful adventure." Chatter Max settled back onto his giant couch and smiled. He thought about everything he had learned on his journey. "Today I learned the whole alphabet," Chatter Max said to himself. "From A for adventure all the way to Z for Z's, I learned that every letter has special meaning, and you can find letters everywhere you go. I learned that A is for adventure, B is for backpack, C is for cold, and all the way through the alphabet." Chatter Max also realized something else important. "I learned that even though I'm very small, I can go on big adventures just like my friend Chompy. And I learned that talking about what you're learning makes it even more fun." As Chatter Max drifted off to sleep on his cozy couch, he dreamed about all the letters dancing in his head. In his dreams, the letter A looked like a mountain, B looked like his backpack, C looked like the curve of the ice bridge, and all the other letters reminded him of the wonderful things he had seen on his journey to Mexico. And from that day on, whenever Chatter Max wanted to remember his adventure, he would recite the alphabet and think about his amazing journey from Germany all the way to Mexico, following in the footsteps of his friend Chompy the dinosaur. "Learning letters is the best adventure of all," Chatter Max whispered happily, and with that he fell fast asleep, ready to dream of his next alphabet adventure.